The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Faith and Retirement is your place for biblically responsible investing. I'm Tom Levine with my good friend Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. How are you today?
Great, great. And wherever you are within the sound of my voice, Jay is someone who can help you. He serves all 50 states, and we cover all of North America through this broadcast, thank God. Jay, the big news over the past week was what is going on in Israel, shaking the world, and God's people are especially entranced and captivated by this. There's been more instability in the Middle East with Iran attacking Israel. It's at the top of every headline. How should investors be preparing for what's going on?
Yeah, first off, Tom, I mean, we should really be standing with Israel no matter what. No ifs, ands, buts about it. From Genesis throughout the Bible, we're called to protect God's land and people. And about Israel, he says pretty clearly he'll bless those who bless Israel and he's going to curse those who curse Israel. So we've got a God-ordained mission to protect Israel if we really want protection here in America. We cannot turn our back on Israel, and I don't know why, but it's become such a political issue. It shouldn't be a political issue to stand with your friends. Your friends are getting attacked. You help your friends out, right? And often when there's war, it causes the market to sell off because what the markets don't like is instability, uncertainty, and the market doesn't like the unknown. And the question becomes, will this turn into something much larger? We know eventually it does. If we read the book of Revelation, we know that a lot of the turmoil starts in the Middle East. And people are very concerned right now. And the good news is we can't have a spirit of fear, right? As Christians, we should not be fearful. And the headline should not be driving us to just run and flee from the markets themselves. And what history has shown us, right? We can go back, we can look at 9/11. You remember that? The terrorist attacks. Everybody remembers that.
Yes.
And the market dropped about 7-8% very quickly. And then shortly after, the market rebounded. We've seen that throughout history. When the Ukraine and Russian war started, the markets dropped and rebounded. When the terrorist attacks happened in Israel, the markets dropped and then rebounded. You see this throughout history. There's kind of that knee-jerk reaction where the markets will drop. And then all of a sudden, they will kind of recover quickly. And I've been doing this for 28 years, and I've developed a pretty good system. And here's the crazy thing, Tom. Prior to all of this happening, prior to the Fed saying, hey, we're not going to cut rates as quickly as we thought, all of this news that was going on, my indicators started to sense that there was some trouble going on. I use these algorithms. They look at where's money flowing, what are people doing, what types of stocks are they buying. And prior to all of this turmoil in the Middle East, prior to the Fed, you know, kind of pausing the Fed rates, it started to say, you know, there's something going on here. So I sent out a memo and I talked about it on last week's show. I said, you know, now is a good time to start being defensive. We started to see the markets pulling back a little bit. We talked about that last week.
Right.
And now is a great time to really be looking at where you're investing, because I was expecting a correction, and a correction is usually a drop of at least 10%, but usually not as much 20%. So I'm still expecting there could be some more pain in the days ahead. So now is a great time to really be protecting and making sure you've got a solid strategy, because it could get bumpy in the days and weeks ahead, especially if this turns into a situation where Israel responds or retaliates. And then, you know, it's kind of like when you, if you had brothers or sisters when you were younger, you hit them, then you keep going back and forth. And then eventually someone ends the fight, but you don't want to just keep going back and forth. So there has to be some diplomacy. There has to be some talk, some, you know, hopefully they can come to some sort of resolve here and it doesn't turn into a bigger issue, because we've already seen some of the damage. If you were paying attention over the weekend, Bitcoin dropped because that trades 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that dropped about 7, 8, 9% overnight. It went from a high of about 71,000 all the way down to 62,000. It's kind of been trying to recover. The stock market opened weak on Monday and has been selling off. So we're seeing already the effects of it. And oil, that's another area we'll talk about in a little bit here, but oil has been very vulnerable. As there's tensions in the Middle East, the price of oil flares up as well. So a lot going on here. It's a great time to start to be positioned a little more defensively and make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row as you look at your portfolio and your investments, your 401ks, IRAs, make sure they're in the right places.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and Jay is our financial editor here on Faith and Retirement. Numbers 24:9 says, "The nation is like a mighty lion. When it is sleeping, no one dares wake it. Whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, and whoever curses Israel will be cursed." And I think you'll be joining us in praying for the peace of Jerusalem and praying for Israel moving forward. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. You can learn about us at faithandretirement.com. We're talking to Jay Peroni. And Jay, you mentioned getting defensive. How can listeners do this?
Yeah, so we really are a tactical asset manager. We're active in our management, meaning we don't just buy and hold. We're looking for places when times are good, we put the pedal to the metal, we get offensive, and we look for growth opportunities. But there are times where you want to be a little more defensive, put the foot on the brake, start to maybe have a little bit more cash. If you own stocks, one of the notes that I sent to our internal team was, let's start to pull back on some of our technology stocks. Let's add some healthcare and staples and things that people use no matter what the economy is doing. And if we look at Monday when the markets opened after the attacks over the weekend, the worst sector was technology, and the best sectors were healthcare and staples. So I've been doing this long enough. I kind of know where people will go when there's instability. Gold and silver tend to rise as well as people look for safe havens. You see with the bond market, people flee to safety. They look at government bonds versus some of the riskier corporate bonds. And then U.S. bonds typically are more safe and secure than foreign bonds. So you see a lot of this moving out of the what I call risk on to the risk off. And really the risk off are treasuries, cash, gold. If the markets and the economy's not doing well, you still need food, you still need water, you still need electricity, you still need your medicine. So those are really the more defensive sectors. So when I say get defensive, it means just making sure that your risk is under control. And that's where I see a lot of people when I talk to them, they say, "Hey, Jay, I'm a moderate investor." And I look at their portfolio and I'm like, "No, you're not. You've got a lot of risk with your 401k. And if we have a big shock to the system, a big drawdown, you're going to see your portfolio go down 10, 15, 20, maybe even 30 or 40%. So we want to make sure your risk is in line with where you should be.
Don't forget about our special offer. You want to make sure that your actions match your words, right? Find out now whether your companies that you're investing in match your faith and values and honor God, or if you need to make a few changes. Pick up the phone and call Jay at 800-270-7310, faithandretirement.com. As I was getting ready to record today, I was driving down to the studio, thought I better stop and get gas. My favorite gas station was all cordoned off, and so the one I went to close by, I paid $5.99 a gallon. So that's for summer grade here in California. Are you saying the gas prices are heading even higher?
Yeah. I mean, with oil, you know, if you look at oil prices heading up, they're getting closer to $100. And this was even before the attacks on Israel. And they're just escalating. A lot of it has to do with we're getting to that season where demand is higher. A lot of people driving in the summer, vacation. So you've got higher demand. And then also you get the fact that you've got all these wars going on and all this instability with the supply chain. So that is causing a perfect storm for the price of oil, which translates over to any type of transportation because you've got gasoline prices going up along with oil. And if you look at the massive inflation that we've had, the inflation numbers have been very drastic recently. They've tamed a little bit, but they're still sticking around. It's kind of that pestering brother that just keeps bothering you. It just won't go away. And the crazy thing with inflation, right? If we look at going back all the way to 1970, U.S. gasoline prices explain more than 50% of the change in the headline inflation.
Wow.
Even though gas is just 3 to 6% of the consumer price index. So The reason being is that everything is transported. Think about how things get from across the country to your part of town. How do they get there? Most of the time it's by either airplane, boat, or trucks, right? At the end of the day. So if gasoline prices go up, it impacts more areas of the economy. So right. When we run through and look at our investment checklist, we're looking at where are oil prices, where are gas prices, and we're looking for signs, you know, of trouble. And that's where our algorithms will say, hey, we're seeing some danger here. And we're starting to see that with the fact that oil prices keep going back up, inflation sticking around. So that means if inflation is hot and sticky, the Fed most likely isn't going to cut rates as quickly as they were talking about. They need to see inflation coming back down. So that oil price going up is really that danger right now that we're seeing.
The consumer price index rose last month from 3.2% to 3.5%. So in your role as a fiduciary and as our Christian financial planner, is this something that you can even help Christian families with? How does inflation relate to a family's overall financial plan?
Yeah, so the biggest thing when you look at someone who is retiring or is trying to save for whatever the goal may be, there really are going to be four major challenges. As I've talked to retirees over the years, they've told me the same types of concerns. And the first one is a life-changing drop in the market. If there's a 20, 30%, 40% drop in the market when you're getting ready to retire, that can be detrimental to your situation. You may have to postpone retirement or rail in your expectations for your income. So that market change can be huge. But the second thing that I always hear is the fact that goods are going to go up. If you look at inflation and you look at someone who retired 30 years ago, I can't believe it. It was 1994, was 30 years ago. And if you started out with a $75,000 income, do you know what that would take today, Tom? How much income you'd need to replicate that $75,000 30 years ago? Just take a wild guess.
I'll say $140,000.
You're pretty darn close, $154,000. So it literally doubled.
Wow.
So if you had a $75,000 income back in 1994, which doesn't seem that long ago for us spring chickens, right, Tom? But it definitely was a while ago. And you look at what that income would be today. So if you don't have a plan to not only create income for life, but also make sure you're keeping up with inflation. So if you started with $75,000 in 1994, by 2000, maybe you needed $80,000 or $85,000. Then you go 10 more years, maybe you need $90,000, $95,000, and all the way till today, you're going to need double, more than double what you started with. So you have to have a plan, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping people to make sure they've got a retirement plan in place. We use a program called Retirement Analyzer. It's going to see, are you in the right position right now? If you want to retire in the next few years or 10 years, whatever that is, let's make sure you're on the right road and you have a solid plan.
You're saving and investing for retirement, and that's great, but do you know where your investment dollars actually go? That's why we're here. This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
And don't forget to get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by my friend, fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. You have 2 offers, and we mentioned a couple of them briefly. First, to help people screen and clean their portfolio. And then listeners with $250,000 and above, you offer a free retirement analyzer. Can you shed a little bit of light on what's involved, and is there any obligation to do that?
No, it's a very simple process, Tom. Just like when we started with you, we look at where you're currently investing, and we go through and we look at, are the investments clean or dirty? And we just have you either provide a statement, or you can provide us with ticker symbols, what you own, which mutual funds, which stocks. We can screen over 30,000 different investments saying, is it clean or dirty? And we look at things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research. We look at anti-biblical lifestyles, gambling, tobacco, and alcohol. And we want to see that the portfolio is clean and pure, and the profits that you're getting are faithful, lining up with your faith. And that's really what it's about, biblically responsible investing. So that's the screen it and clean it process, where we just screen the portfolio and say, yes, it's clean, no, it's dirty. What percentage of your portfolio is dirty? And then we ask you a simple question. Would you like to clean it up? And then we can show you some steps on how you can do it. We can do it for you, or we can show you how you can do it on your own. The second offer, like you said, if you've got at least $250,000 saved for retirement, because at the end of the day, if you don't have that saved up, it's going to be tough to retire. So really, that's the starting point for using the retirement analyzer, looking at, okay, when do you want to retire? What sources of income do you have? Social Security and pensions, if they still exist for you. And then we look at how much income do you need to create? And then we look at trying to create income for life, or a portion of your income that you're going to need. We look at that Social Security if you're going to have it. And then thirdly, we look at how do we get ahead of inflation, taxes, and also make sure that if you needed long-term care assistance down the road, do you have a plan in place? Doesn't always mean insurance, but do you have a plan? And that's really the foundation of Retirement Analyzer, Tom, is making sure that we're looking at where you are today and carving a roadmap to get to where you want to retire, whether it's 10, 15, or even next year. Are you in the right position to do that? We can give you that answer using that Retirement Analyzer program.
Are there any stories you could tell our listeners about people you've helped over this past week or so?
Yeah, I've had a lot of great conversations, and one that really sticks out, because it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was talking to a gentleman. He was listening to the show and he called in, and we did a quick screen it, and then we cleaned it. I showed him his portfolio was dirty, and then he kind of cleaned it up on his own. And then he said, Jay, you know, I appreciate that, but I've done so well with my portfolio, and I'm just going to kind of leave it where it is. And I started just keeping in contact with him and just, you know, kind of giving him what we're doing and a little bit of snapshot of what kind of memos I send to our team. And a few weeks ago, I said, you know, things are getting very dicey right now. It's a good time to make sure that your portfolio is properly positioned, because as we looked at screening and cleaning it, we looked at the fact that it was dirty. But I also did a risk analysis for him and looked at, hey, you've got $1 million saved up, which is great. You want to retire in a few years. I said, what happens if the market drops 30% next year? Are you willing to postpone retirement 5 to 10 years? And he said, no. He said, no, I don't want to do that. He said, what do I need to do to make sure that this is protected? And we came up with a plan for him using Retirement Analyzer. And now we're going to be moving a lot of that portfolio to safety. And so he's seen the value of having an active manager, someone that's looking over his shoulder, someone that's managing the portfolio for him, and giving him that second opinion.
If you'd like to reach out to Jay Peroni, it's simple to do that. You can call Jay's team right now at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. And you can also go to the website, faithandretirement.com, and get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our friend fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. Jay, I saw this week, Northwestern Mutual came out with a new study. It said that since President Biden took office, the amount of money that Americans estimate that they're going to need to successfully retire, that amount of money has doubled. What's going on?
Yeah, a big part of it, we've talked a lot about it on the show earlier, is inflation. And for the 12 years, the 3 terms prior to Biden taking office, inflation ran at a clip of about 1.5% per year. And since Biden's taken office in his 3+ years, inflation has been running closer to 6%, almost 4 times the rate of inflation. Plus, tax rates are going up and people are living longer. So all of these factors, the inflation, the taxes, and the longevity, all work against retirees. And that's why you need that plan now that I've been talking about, because you want to make sure you're getting better returns, but also making sure that you've got that comprehensive planner that's protecting your backside. And I'm a huge football fan. You've got some of those tackles that are protecting the quarterback. That's really my job as the financial planner, is to protect my clients like you, Tom, to make sure I'm looking at what you're not seeing. What if you need long-term care, Tom? What if you need to have more income in retirement? How do you make sure you don't run out of money? And that's really what my job as a certified financial planner is really crunching the numbers and looking at what could harm you. I'm kind of a best case, worst case kind of guy. I always plan for the worst and hope for the best. You know, that's really my mindset. I'm optimistic, but I also want to look at what happens if the plan doesn't work out. And that's where we use our stress testing. You go to the doctor, get a stress test. You're going to get your blood pressure done. You're going to get your blood taken. That's really what I do from a financial perspective. I look at what you have, what you're doing, and try to improve and make sure that your plan is accounting for what could go wrong. And that's really my job.
We're in our last couple of minutes here with Jay. And, you know, oil prices keep rising. We've talked a lot about inflation today. And that's certainly not helping matters with oil getting close to $100 a barrel. Do you recommend it looking at commodities as part of a biblically responsible plan?
Yeah, I think commodities play a good hedge as part of a plan. You know, obviously having stocks and bonds and some cash on hand, but we do really like commodities, particularly gold and silver. Gold and silver really provide a hedge in times of crisis like we're seeing. A few years ago, gold was under 2,000, and then finally, over the last few weeks here, it's broken above $2,400 an ounce. So it's been really on a good roll, and having that as a part of the portfolio, again, having some stocks, some bonds, some gold and silver, even some of our clients like having access to Bitcoin or being able to participate in some of the cryptocurrencies and just ways to diversify away from the stock market. We can look at those areas, give you some guidance and advice, and create a plan that looks at that overall asset allocation. And we do think that commodities play a good role in that plan.
Very good. And one last thing about inflation, since that is the topic that people list first when it comes to their financial concerns, the Bureau of Labor Statistics broke out what got more expensive, what has actually gotten cheaper over the past 12 months. So car insurance topped the list with an increase of 22% over the past year. It's crazy. Second was the increase in car repairs. Hospitals were third at 7.5%, followed by rent, electricity, housing, and restaurants. And here's what got cheaper. Smartphones at 9% less, car rentals, toys, and airline fares. Any surprises there?
Not really. When you look at it, there's been a great increase in the cost of repairing a car and placing cars due to inflation. Mm-hmm. If you've shopped for a new car or used car over the last couple of years, you can tell costs have gone way up. And the other thing is during COVID, a lot of these prices of cars and the materials went sky high. And a lot of the insurers and car repair companies are trying to make up for those losses that happened during COVID. So they've been jacking up the insurance rates. The other thing is, Tom, I don't know if you drive a lot, but I do, and there's some really bad drivers out there. Americans are really bad drivers. If you're listening to the show right now, be a good driver. Make sure you keep two hands on the wheel and pay attention. There's a lot of distracted drivers out there. So that's really led to the increase in car insurance. The other things like rent, mortgages are more expensive because interest rates have gone up, so that's not too surprising to me. The landlords have to pass the extra cost and servicing those loans onto their renters. Eating out is another area that was gone up pretty significantly. And a lot of this is food inflation. The war in the Ukraine caused food prices to rise. And then also the labor cost. I know there in your state, there's a $20 minimum. So that's another area. So we look at all of these things are being caused by labor, as well as you know, the fact that inflation has just been going up significantly.
Well, Jay is a CFP. He is a fiduciary. He's somebody you want to talk to. So go to the website, faithinretirement.com. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Thank you so much, Jay, for being with us today. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And you can send Jay an email if you'd like to. Very accessible. The letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com, and the website again, faithinretirement.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.